Just after leaving Passo dello Stelvio, you will come across certain artillery positions carved out of the rock on the small ridge above it. Looking westwards, it is clear that these positions enabled the Austrians to control the whole upper Braglio Valley and consequently a large part of the Stelvio Road on the Italian side. When war broke out, Austria had been fighting ultra-fierce battles on the Russian front in Galicia for nearly a year. To defend the new front with Italy, Austria had only very limited resources, mainly Standschützen, namely local divisions made up of civilians outside military conscription age but enrolled at the shooting ranges, which were then very common in the Austro-Hungarian Empire. They were thus excellent marksmen and knew the area very well indeed. These cave positions were built by Austrian soldiers in 1916 after the front line here had been stabilized after small-scale fighting in the summer of 1915. Prior to digging these cave positions, the Austrians had set up open-air ones just behind the ridge line, and of these only a few digging traces and slight stone parapets remain. This position took the name of Ferdinand Stellung, in honor of the hotel nearby destroyed by Italian artillery in autumn 1915. At that time, the ridge remained above the area's permanent snowfields only for a few weeks in summer. The road you are walking along was built in the 1960s when tourism reached the Stelvio glaciers. The wooden lining of the gun slits serving to prevent dangerous ricochets within the position from gun projectiles and splinters is impressive, as these literally got stuck in the wood, eliminating any danger they could do. With due care, you can leave the road to visit the inside of these cave positions, circling the crest from the south. In a book written about World War I in the Alps, Austrian historian Heinz von Leichem described the strategies employed on this section of the front very well. This is what he wrote: "The Italians continued vainly to attack the natural fortresses, strenuously defended by the Austrians. It should be said to the credit of the Italians and the fighting spirit of the Alpini soldiers, if the Italians had managed to occupy the ridges first, the Tyroleans and the Austrians would equally have thrown themselves uselessly against rock and ice walls. The conformation of the terrain meant that the Italians were forced to attack from below on open ground towards dominant strategic positions, an entirely thankless and ultimately pointless military enterprise."